How can seniors protect themselves from scams? Fraud is a growing problem across Canada. Phone calls, emails, and text messages have become part of everyday life, but unfortunately, they have also given scammers increasingly convincing ways to reach Canadians. For seniors and their families, knowing what to look for has never been more important. Scams today may appear to come from a bank, the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, a police officer, or even a family member. With artificial intelligence making fake voices, messages, and images more realistic, some scams can be extremely difficult to recognize at first glance. Fraud is a growing problem across Canada. According to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, CAFC, Canadians reported more than 112,000 instances of fraud and losses, exceeding $704 million in 2025. During just the first 6 months of 2026, reported losses reached approximately $351 million. The CAFC estimates that only 5% to 10% of fraud is actually reported, meaning the true financial impact may be much greater. The good news is that a few simple habits can make it much more difficult for a scammer to succeed. Why are seniors targeted by scammers? Anyone can become a victim of fraud. Scammers are skilled at creating urgency, fear, excitement, or trust that can cause people to act before they have time to think. Older Canadians, however, remain an important target for fraudsters. Government of Canada information describes fraud as the number one crime against older Canadians and notes that seniors may be targeted because they are more likely to be home to answer telephone calls or the door, and may not always have someone nearby with whom they can immediately check a suspicious request. Statistics show just how significant the problem has become. Canadians aged 60 and older reported losing at least $179.9 million to fraud in 2024, compared with $89.3 million in 2021. Older adults represented 23.4% of reported Canadian fraud victims in 2024. Being targeted does not mean someone is naive or careless. Modern fraudsters deliberately create believable situations designed to make people react emotionally and quickly. What are the most common scams targeting seniors in Canada? Scams change constantly, but several types continue to cause significant losses. Investment fraud remains particularly serious. Of the $179.9 million reported lost by Canadians aged 60 and older in 2024, approximately $111.3 million was related to investment fraud. Other scams seniors and their families should recognize include emergency or grandparent scams, bank investigator scams, CRA, and government impersonation, phishing emails and text messages, identity theft, romance scams, cryptocurrency and investment schemes, service and home improvement scams, prize or lottery scams, recovery scams, targeting people who have already been victims of fraud. Can scammers use AI to imitate someone I know? Yes. This is one of the most concerning developments families should understand. Artificial intelligence can generate realistic-looking text, photographs, videos, and audio. Canadian authorities have warned that criminals are already using AI-generated voices as part of impersonation schemes. This means hearing what sounds like your grandson, daughter, or another familiar person on the telephone may no longer be enough to prove that you are actually speaking with them. The CRA has also warned that generative AI allows scammers to create increasingly realistic copies of government communications, websites, forms, and messages. Older clues such as spelling mistakes and poor quality logos may therefore become less reliable indicators of fraud. Set up safety strategy. A useful family safety strategy is to establish a private family verification word or question. If someone calls claiming to be a loved one and urgently needs money, ask something only the real person should know. Better still, hang up and contact the family member directly using a telephone number you already know. How can I tell if a phone call, text, or email is a scam? Instead of trying to memorize every new scam, learn to recognize the behavior scammers commonly use. Be cautious when someone unexpectedly demands that you act immediately, tells you not to speak with your family, threatens arrest or other consequences, asks you to transfer or withdraw money requests, gift cards or cryptocurrency, asks for passwords, banking information, or other personal details, sends a link and insists that you click it, promises unusually high or guaranteed investment returns, says you must pay money before recovering money you previously lost. By staying informed and proactive, caregivers and families can significantly reduce the risk of seniors being scammed, helping to protect their financial and emotional well-being. How do I know if a call from my bank or the CRA is real? Caller identification is not proof of who is calling. Scammers can make calls and messages appear legitimate. If someone says they are calling from your bank, credit card provider, the CRA, police, or another organization, and something doesn't feel right, end the conversation. Then locate the organization's telephone number yourself. For a bank, use the number printed on the back of your bank or credit card, or visit your branch. The Government of Canada specifically recommends calling the real organization using a number you find yourself rather than a telephone number provided by the caller. Never allow urgency to prevent you from checking, "What should I do if I think I have been scammed?" Act quickly, but don't panic. If money or banking information may have been compromised, contact your financial institution immediately. Change affected passwords and continue monitoring bank and credit card accounts for transactions you don't recognize. Keep copies of emails, text messages, receipts, and other information connected with the scam. Fraud can also be reported to local police and the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. It is also important to be cautious after reporting a fraud. Recovery scams specifically target previous fraud victims. A scammer may claim to be from a bank, government agency, law enforcement organization, or recovery service and promise to retrieve the lost money in exchange for another payment. How can family members help protect an aging parent from scams? Regular conversations can be one of the best forms of protection. Talk openly about new scams without making a parent feel that their independence is being questioned. Encourage a simple household rule. No unexpected request for money or personal information needs an immediate answer. If something seems unusual, encourage your parents to hang up, ignore the message, and speak with someone they trust first. Families can also help by checking financial statements regularly, improving passwords, enabling available account security features, and discussing how to verify unexpected requests. Most importantly, create an atmosphere in which a senior feels comfortable saying, "Something happened today, and I'm not sure whether it was legitimate." How can in-home care help seniors stay safe and connected? Protecting an aging family member involves more than physical safety. Staying socially connected and having trusted people nearby can also provide valuable reassurance. A caregiver visiting regularly may notice unusual telephone calls, suspicious mail, or changes that family members who live elsewhere would not immediately see. Just having another trusted person available to discuss an unexpected message can give a senior time to reconsider before responding to a scammer. At Promise Home Care, our person-centered approach supports seniors in maintaining their independence and quality of life in the familiar surroundings of home while helping families stay connected and informed. Scammers rely on urgency and isolation. One of the simplest ways to defeat that strategy is to stop, verify, and talk to someone you trust before sending money or sharing information. Frequently asked questions about senior scams. Can a scammer imitate my grandchild's voice? Yes. Artificial intelligence can now create convincing synthetic voices. Never rely solely on recognizing someone's voice when an unexpected caller asks for money. Contact your family member independently to verify the situation. Will the CRA ask me to pay immediately by gift card or cryptocurrency? Requests for unusual payment methods, threats, and demands for immediate payment are major scam warning signs. If you are uncertain whether CRA communication is legitimate, contact the CRA through its official channels rather than using information supplied by the caller or message. What should I do if I clicked a suspicious link? Do not provide any further information. If you entered passwords or financial information, change affected passwords and contact the appropriate financial institution as soon as possible. Monitor your accounts for unexpected activity. Where should Canadians report fraud? Suspected fraud can be reported to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, and victims should also contact their financial institution and local police where appropriate. What is the best rule for avoiding a scam? Stop, verify, and talk to someone you trust. A legitimate bank, family member, or government organization will not object to you taking time to confirm who you are dealing with.